The following is another KXPN Sports presentation. KXPN Sports presents high school basketball.
Loose ball picked up by Damian Austin. Austin on the drive. Kicks it back out for Stevens. He'll give it for Schreiner. Entry pass inside for Gillen. Gillen, reverse layup. Good!
Tonight, it's live coverage of Kearney Bearcat basketball. High school basketball on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation is brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club.
Kearney High comes up with it. Out left pass up ahead for Damian Austin. Austin kicks three in transition for Stevens, and it's good. Nate Stevens drains the three in transition. We're tied at 10.
All the excitement of Bearcat basketball is coming up next. But first is the new Tech Seed pregame show. We'll join ESPN Radio's Randy Bushcutter courtside live right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Kearney High as the Bearcats playing host to Lincoln Southwest in a Class A doubleheader here on ESPN. Glad you could join us for coverage of high school basketball as we have two ranked teams coming into town. It is the Lincoln Southwest girls at 17-3. They are number 6 in the state. Lincoln Southwest is 13-7 on the boys' side, and they are rated number 8 in the state of Nebraska, according to the Omaha World Herald. Both the Kearney High boys and girls team have identical 11-9 records. And so both of them will probably be a little bit of an underdog. Probably the Kearney High girls more of an underdog because really Class A girls basketball is very, very stacked this year. On the boys' side, again, this is a game that Kearney on their home floor certainly has the opportunity to win if they play well. And we'll certainly talk about that when we talk with Coach Steinbrook at halftime of our girls' game. On the girls' side, this is not a team that has a tremendous amount of height in Lincoln Southwest. That's one thing that Kearney's really kind of struggled with throughout the course of the year because they just really don't have that strong inside presence. But Lincoln Southwest does have some good guard play. They're pretty athletic out there on the perimeter. Kearney has some good athletes out there as well. We'll just have to see how things kind of work out here tonight as Lincoln Southwest comes to town for this doubleheader here on ESPN 1460. Glad you could join us for coverage of high school basketball. We'll remind you that our pregame is brought to you by New Tech Seed. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry or Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. And we'll take a real quick break. When we come back, we'll have the starters as we continue with the New Tech Seed pregame show right after this.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
And welcome back here to Kearney High. Let's give you our starting lineups. We'll begin first of all for Lincoln Southwest. Bailey Miller is a 5'8 junior. She'll start with Brooke Knapp, a 5'4 senior. McKenna Dodd, a 5'8 junior. Lauren Works is a 5'7 senior. And Marissa Wilkinson is a 6-foot-tall junior for head coach Liz Brennan. And for the Kearney High girls, their starters are Gretchen Mock, a 5'7 senior. Kelsey Weimer is 5'8", also a senior. Kelsey Stithen, 5'7", sophomore. Skylar Snyder, 5'9", and a freshman. And Peyton Cutterback, 5'7", and a junior. We'll be back with more of the pregame right after this.
Helpful people, dependable products, and the ones you can count on. Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Fill your tank with Cinex gasoline and fill your tummy with all your favorite munchies at Fast Fills. They're also your Husker and Storm headquarters. With a great selection of Tri-City Storm and Nebraska Husker apparel, you're sure to find your favorite style shirts, hats, gloves, and more. Your Cinex station with pay at the pump option. All at Fast Fills Plaza, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic located in the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic located in the ENT building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with two locations in Kearney, excellence in rehabilitation. a very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game.
Like a third baseman anticipates a bunt down the line or a shortstop looks to turn the double play, TM Sporting Goods is already anticipating baseball with name brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, Wilson, and more. Of course, other spring and summer sports are in queue as well. When you want to play great, equip yourself with quality goods and the knowledge that Steve and Tino have to offer. On the Bricks, downtown Kearney, TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design. And like them on Facebook for insider information.
And for the Bearcats, the starters are Mock, Reimers, Stiffen, Snyder, and Cutterback. Your starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. And on the season for Kearney High, Kelsey Reimers has been the leading scorer with 10.9 points per ball game. Stiffen has been averaging a little bit over 7 points a game. Snyder, 6.5 points a game. And Gretchen Mock is averaging right at 6 points per ball game on the season. Of course, Kearney without their leading rebounder on the year. That's Kendra Kosler. Kosler, a senior, has injured, they call it a sack in her knee. And as a result of that, she is unable to play perhaps for the rest of the season. There is a chance she might be able to make it back in time for the district tournament, and we certainly hope so, but she does think that she'll be full speed by the time the track season rolls around, and you certainly like to hear that. She's missed some basketball with shoulder problems over the last couple of years, and now with that knee, she's missing some as well, and hate to have her miss any track as well, because she really excels out there on the track. And again, this is senior night. They're going to recognize the seniors on both the boys and the girls teams between the two games here at Kearney High. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry or Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. Of course, Kearney High will be in their home white uniforms. Kearney across the front and a little bit of blue numbers, letters, and trim. Southwest will be in their road green uniforms, a predominant accent color of black along the side and around the collars, but the numbers are white with a little bit of black trim, and it says Southwest across the front. And we're just about ready to get things underway. Kearney High is ready to roll, and the official, Mr. Groupie, tells him it's time to get out here. Let's go. And Marissa Wilkinson will be doing the jumping here for Southwest for Kearney High. It will be Skylar Snyder. So the freshman goes out there and jumps, and the tip is controlled by Lincoln Southwest. They've got first possession with it, and Kearney is going to go with a little bit of a zone here, a little bit of a 2-3 zone. Now at the top here is Knapp. Knapp's going to kick it off on the left side, and they're just kind of passing around the perimeter. They get it at the elbow. That's Works. Works is going to shoot a 15-foot jumper. It's no good. Wilkinson gets the rebound. She's going to kick it right back out here to Miller. And they're going to reset the offense. Kicked out for Dodd. Dodd between the circles now. Gives it off here for Works. Works kicks it back right side for Dodd. She'll fire a three, and she hits the three. McKenna Dodd with the first 3 points of the ball game for either team. And Kearney's got an early hold of 3-0 here. This is their first possession of the ball game. And Weimers has the top of the circle. Skip pass now on the right side. Stiffen has it. She's going to give it off. Penetration here by Snyder. Snyder's shot's a little bit too strong. And rebounded by Works. Works is going to kick up ahead here for Miller. Miller is shut off nicely by Stiffen. So now they're going to drop back into that zone. And they'll work that secondary break. Now here comes Works trying to pass it inside to Wilkinson. It's off her hands and out of bounds. So Lincoln Southwest first turnover of the ball game. And Kearney High with their second possession. As dribbling across the paw is going to be senior Kelsey Weimers. She'll get it off left side for Stiffen. She's picked up there defensively by Knapp. It's a little bit of a screen, and Stiffen will throw it off the right side, and she threw it a little bit too high, intended for Weimers, and it goes out of bounds. So Lady Cats answer turnover with a turnover, and they still trail 3-0. We've played about a minute 15 of the ball game so far. Knapp brings in the offensive zone. Again, that looks like a 1-3-1. And they'll kick it off here on the left wing for Miller. Miller gets it in the lane, Works now dumps it in underneath for Wilkinson, and now Wilkinson will score. Marissa Wilkinson makes it 5-0 here. Lincoln Southwest with the lead. Pass on left side, it's stolen away. Knapp is able to force the steal, and great pressure by Stiffen after the turnover. Otherwise, they would have had a runaway with it. Here comes Works. She's going to kick it out. Here's a three by Dodd. It is off the mark and rebounded by Gretchen Mock. Mock snags the rebound, kicks it up here for Weimers. Weimers has to slow it down. Her pass is deflected, but picking it up is going to be Snyder. Snyder looks in front of a 2-3 zone, and they'll work it back around the perimeter. Stiffham on that left side now kicks the top of the circle for Snyder. Back out for Stiffham. Stiffham and Snyder just playing catch, and now a little bit of movement here as Weimer cycles through, and now she's going to get the ball on the left side. And they're kind of just standing in open area, but a lot of standing around here for Kearney High, and that skip pass is intercepted by Bailey Miller. Miller then has it tied up. She passed it up ahead. Good defensive play by Gretchen Mock as it went off the hands of Works, and then Mock and Works met at the basketball. Possession arrow is pointing to Kearney High, so that will be a Southwest turnover. So Weimers will dribble into that offensive zone, and she'll give it off left wing for Stitham. Stitham, little ball fake, gets it into the elbow for cutback. Back out around the perimeter. Here's Stitham for three, no good. Rebound tipped and into the hands of McKenna Dodd. So here comes Lincoln Southwest. Dodd is the last across the timeline, and she'll kick it left side for Works. She gets in the corner, entry pass off the leg of Mock, but it's not a kick. That's a turnover, and here comes Kearney High on the run. Dribbling into the corner is going to be Weimers. Weimers is slowed down. Now she still has her dribble picked up there by Knapp, and she'll kick it out top of the circle here for cutback, and back out here for Mock. Mock gives it off left side, Weimers, and Weimers just kind of looks around and gets it off on the left side, and she was open, but Kelsey Weimers mishandled the pass, and that probably cost her a chance to shoot. She gets it back, misses the shot, but then gets the rebound, and Kelsey Weimers lays it up and in after that offensive rebound. Her three-pointer was well short, but she was able to track down the loose ball, and that offensive rebound, she lays off the glass. So Kearney on the board here. They trail it 5-2. And dribbling here is Brooke Knapp. Knapp's pass nearly stolen away by Snyder, but getting it is going to be Miller. Miller will help enter it in, and it's stolen away. Good play there by Gretchen Mock. Mock forces the turnover, and across the timeline comes Snyder. Snyder double-teamed, in a little bit of trouble, but she's able to get it out for Mock. Mock looks at that 2-3, and they'll kick it off on their left side here. Weimers gets it on the baseline for cutback. Pass is going to go through the hands of Stith, and that's going to be over and back, and that'll be a turnover on Kearney High. Four turnovers for the Bearcats, four turnovers for the Silverhawks of Lincoln Southwest High School. And checking in here for Southwest is Abby Meter. For Kearney High, Abby Ray comes in. And Jordan Keeney also checked in for Lincoln Southwest. So Works will toss the ball in. Keeney's posting up at the high post. They'll kick it off on the right side. Meter, she'll get it off. Driving through here is Keeney, and Keeney through traffic. That's a nice little drive. And Jordan Keeney has her first 2 points of the night. Lincoln Southwest pushes that lead back out to five, and they'll get it out here to Mock. Mock gives it top of the circle here for Stitham. Stitham right side for Mock. They're not really allowing Mock the chance to really get set for a three-pointer. She looks like she wants to shoot it, but staying with her pretty nicely there is Abby Meter. And they'll get it off here to Stitham. Stitham kicks it off left side now for Weimers. Mock trying to get to the top of the circle. She wants to shoot. They pass it to her, but she's too far behind the arc now. They give it off to Snyder. She'll fire the three. It rattles in and out, and they're rebounded by Works. Works comes up with the rebound. We're going to have a reach on Kearney High with 3:09 to go here in the quarter. Snyder whistled for the foul, and Claire Sickler going to check in. First foul of the game against either team is actually called a block by Skyler Snyder. And Works to toss it in for Keeney. 7-2, Lincoln Southwest with a 5-point lead and the basketball. They get it passed through the lane, a dangerous one, and dribbling out with it is McKenna Dodd. She couldn't have done anything with it even if she'd caught it. And they'll get it out for Keeney. Keeney tries to get it back inside again for Meter, and somehow Southwest gets it rolled out to Dodd so they don't turn it over. Now Dodd has it on the right side. And she'll get it at the elbow here by Works. Works gets it top of the circle here for Keeney. Keeney swoops in, and she's going to collect a foul. She drove in there and ran into Abby Ray. I think Ray's going to be whistled for the foul. She is. And that'll be two shots coming up here for Jordan Keeney. And Keeney has done a nice job since getting in there. She's already got one bucket. Now she's got a couple of free throws, and the first line drive is off the mark. And with 2:39 to go here, first quarter, it's 7-2 Lincoln Southwest with that 5-point lead. Keeney's second free throw on the way, and it is good. She's got three in the game, and Southwest has a 6-point lead, their largest. Sickler double-teamed pass, and we're going to have a foul. They're trying to get it out for Snyder, and Snyder did a good job going to the ball, and as a result, she was pushed from behind. Checking in is going to be Brooke Knapp. Knapp comes back in. And Keeney was the one whistle for the foul. They didn't put it up on the scoreboard, but I'm sure it's on 23. And we'll get it off here for Snyder. Snyder in a double team. She's in trouble, and her pass is then stolen away. Carney High turns it over, and they try to work it on the inside. Wilkerson lost the handle, so they turn it over, and here come the Cats in transition. On the run is Snyder, and Snyder took an extra step. So in the span of the last about 4 seconds, two turnovers on Carney High and one on Lincoln Southwest. Silverhawks will have the basketball here, about 80 feet away from their basket. They inbound it. And Works will bring it across the bear paw. Crosses midcourt. Knapp's got it. We'll give it off on the left side for Works. Works top of the circle. Thinking about the three was Knapp. Now she gets the ball right back after passing away briefly. She'll give it again a meter on the right side. And a little ball fake, and we're going to have a walk. A little bit of contact there between Jordan Keeney and Abby Ray, but they're going to say the contact was instigated by Keeney. And as a result, that little extra step she took was because she walked with the basketball. So that'll be a turnover. Weimers has it on the left side, and they're really staying close to her. And Weimers has the dribble. Kicks left side for Mock. Back out for Weimers. Weimers about 30 feet away from the basket. We're kicking out left side here for Snyder. Snyder and Weimers playing a little catch right now. Snyder's gone at the moment. Skip pass on the right side to Mock. Mock's open for the three. Back the iron, no good. Abby Ray with the offensive rebound. Then it's tied up. She tried to go right back up with it. And that is going to be held. That's going to be a tied up ball. And Lincoln Southwest has the arrow pointing their way. So with a minute 25 to go here in quarter number one. Again, the Silverhawks have the basketball. Knapp across the timeline. And they flatten out that, I think it's now a 3-2 defense instead of a 1-3-1. And on the dribble here is Works. Sometimes they have that person coming out up top and it's a 1-3-1. Otherwise, they flatten it out and it's a 3-2. Pass on the right side, shooting over the top of it. It's Lauren Works, and Works hits the three. Nice ball movement there by Lincoln Southwest. And they now lead it by 9. Carney tries to answer back in transition. The three by Sickler, no good. Offensive rebound underneath. Snyder shot, point blank, no good. And then we got a foul as she got that rebound and went right back up with it. So the foul is going to be on Jordan Keeney. And I believe that's her second foul. They just put up that it's her first, so I don't know who that other foul went to earlier. Snyder at the line, hits the first of two. And Snyder, the freshman, has played more and more minutes, and with the injury to Kosler, she's played a lot more minutes. She's about a 65% free throw shooter. She misses the second, and Wilkinson pulls down the rebound. Pass up ahead. They get it to Miller. Back to Wilkinson, who runs the floor, and she hits a nice little jumper. Marissa Wilkinson rewarded for her hustle after that long pass. She hits the shot, and now the lead is 10. 13-3, 27 seconds to go here. As Carney, their offense has been somewhat stagnant here in the first quarter. Only one field goal and one free throw. And now getting some instructions is Kelsey Weimer. She's going to milk the clock a little bit. There's 10 seconds to go in the quarter. Still has the dribble, and she'll give it off on the right side for Mock. 5 seconds left. Skip pass on the left side to Weimers. 2 seconds left. 1 second. Ball fake. Shot for three at the buzzer is no good. And that'll do it for one quarter of play, where Lincoln Southwest has a 13-3 lead over the Kearney High Bearcats. We're back right after this.
Fans want their team hot and ready, just like Little Caesars Pizza. Little Caesars uses quality ingredients to make a delicious hot and ready pizza that's ready when you are. Before the game, after the game, during the game, pepperoni, beef, and cheese pizzas handmade and piping hot. From 11 until 1 and 4 to 8, Little Caesars has large Ultimate Supreme and 3 Meat Treat hot and ready pizzas for just a few bucks more. Little Caesars is probably in your school's concession stand, and your pizza is hot and ready right now at Little Caesars, West 39th Street, Kearney.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyways, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
And welcome back here. One quarter is in the books where Kearney High trails Lincoln Southwest 13-3 after one quarter of play, and it will be Kearney High basketball. Sickler gets the inbounds, and they're going to double-team her. They kick it off on the right side for Weimers. Weimers finds the backdoor cutter. The layup is up and in. Nice set play there, and Kelsey Stitham hits the shot. And so now in the offensive zone comes Brooke Knapp. Knapp's going to kick it off left side for Works. To the elbow. They'll get it over there to Knapp on the baseline now. And she'll snap it. Pass deflected off the hands of Snyder. Loose ball's picked up. Shot by Dodd. No good. And then the ball's out of bounds off the rebound. And it will be Lincoln Southwest basketball. So Southwest inbounds it, and that's just too easy. They left Lauren Works alone, and she got an easy bucket there. So Kearney High trailed by 10 after one quarter. Now they trail by 10 again. Pass in the corner for Stitham. Back out top of the circle. Nice ball movement. Sickler for three. Shot is no good, and the ball is going to go out of bounds. As the shot went off the rim, and so Southwest will inbound the basketball. McKenna Dodd do the honors. She'll toss it in here for Brooke Knapp. 7 minutes to go before halftime. Quickly, left side work. She's open. She'll shoot a three. No good. Rebounded by Snyder. Snyder's going to bring it in the offensive court herself. Used up her dribble on the right side. She'll give it for Weimers. Weimers trying to get it back to her after she gave it away briefly. It was tipped and out of bounds. Good hands there by Lauren Works. So it's going to be Snyder inbounding it at the end of the Lincoln Southwest bench. Under the watchful gaze of head coach Liz Brendan. Top of the circle, here's Sickler. Sickler will give it off for Weimers. Weimers looking at that 2-3, and Kearney just has not really penetrated that zone very often. Weimers will fire a three, and she hits the three. 5 points in the game here for Kelsey Weimers, and I don't know if you could call that open, but she certainly hit the shot. So that'll cut that lead down to 7. It's 15-8. And Dodd will help work it back around the perimeter. With the ball here is Knapp. Knapp gets it off for Miller. They try a little backdoor cut. Kearney was ready for it. Now they get it in the lane for Dodd. Dodd's going to drive and has it off of her. It was deflected by Kelsey Weimers. And they're going to say Weimers, when she deflected it off the shoulder of Dodd. So Weimers is going to inbound here for Kearney High. That'll be a turnover on Lincoln Southwest. And so Stitham gets the inbound. She'll kick it up ahead here for Sickler. Sickler dribbling through some traffic. Got number, bounce pass. Shot off glass for Snyder. No good. And then we got foul on the rebound. Abby Wright trying to get it back. Commits the foul after it was rebounded by McKenna Dodd. That's only the third team foul on Kearney High. Two have been whistled against Lincoln Southwest. Not a lot of fouls so far in this one. Cut it back. Checks in here for Kearney High. Ray's going to come out because that's her second personal foul. And Knapp will give it off on the right side for Dodd. Dodd watches everybody cycle through. Gets the top of the circle here from Marissa Wilkinson. Wilkinson will pass and probably go in the lane, one would assume. She's actually their center for the most part. The kick left side here for Knapp, and Knapp hits a three. And Knapp again will push that lead out to 10. Pass is deflected, but Weimers is able to track it down and give it between the circles. Back out to Weimers on that left side. Enters it on the baseline for Snyder. Snyder skips it out for Stitham. Nice ball movement to get it top of the circle for Sickler. Her three's no good. And nice job of boxing out the rebound here by Lauren Works. The box-out job kept Snyder away from the ball, and she was boxed out by Dodd. And now the three-pointer by Dodd is no good. Weimers pulls down the rebound. Weimers across the timeline, on the run, gets it off on the left side. Sickler now is going to set up a half-court offense. She's got it top of the circle, bounce pass, right wing here for Stitham. She'll shoot a three. It's a little bit strong, and it goes out of bounds. It was last touch by Kelsey Weimers. For Southwest, checking in, Abby Meter. For Kearney High, back in the game is Gretchen Mock. 4:50 to go before halftime, and it's 18-8. Lincoln Southwest, build an early 10-point lead, and it's pretty much stayed at that point since then. Snap pass on the right side here for Meter. Meter working against a little pressure being put on over there by Cutterback. And now with her dribble is Works. Works gives it top of the circle for Knapp. Around the perimeter, looking in now is going to be Dodd. Dodd gives it top of the circle. Again, they're trying to get it into Wilkinson, but right now Mock's doing a good job of taking her away. Three-pointer by Works is no good. And the rebound by Kelsey Weimer is her third of the game. And she'll dribble down the sideline. Now middle of the court, kicks right wing for Sickler. Sickler looking inside for Mock, but she's going to skip it left side for Snyder instead. Snyder from the free throw line took an extra step. She had it, trying to kick it back out for Claire Sickler. And just to her timing with her feet just didn't work out. Kelsey Stith, I'm going to check in here for Kearney High. And Snyder going to step out. So the 5'9 freshman will come out of the game. So Knapp across the timeline for Lincoln Southwest. As we mentioned, rated number 6 in the state. They are 17-3. The drive on the left side for Knapp, no good, and we got a foul on the rebound. It was rebounded by Mock, and then Mock was pushed on that rebound. Still came up with it. And Madison Kelly is the one whistled for the foul. She checked in a little bit ago, and she makes her presence known by committing the foul. We're across the midway point of the second quarter. And across the midway point of the court is Claire Sickler on the dribble. She'll give it off left side to Mock. She'll get in the lane for Weimers. Weimers will drive, shoot off glass, good. What a nice little post move for the guard, Kelsey Weimers. She just dribbled around the pressure being put on by McKenna Dodd. So Works has it. She'll get it off right side for Dodd. Dodd lobs it down low. It's caught by Kelly, and Kelly is pushed. And we'll see if this is before the shot. Nope, it was in the act of shooting. So Madison Kelly is going to go line and shoot a couple. The foul on Mock is her first. So 18-10, Lincoln Southwest with lead. The free throw is good for Kelly. Now make it 19-10. So one more free throw coming up here for Kelly. And the free throw is up and no good. Rebounded by Peyton Cutterback. And Weimers will bring it across the timeline. Left wing for Claire Sickler. Left side long three-pointer here for Mock, and she hits it. She was about 6 feet behind the three-point arc, and she drains in the second three-pointer for the Bearcats tonight, her first points of the game. Entry pass on the inside, stolen away by Cunnaback. Cunnaback is able to kick it up ahead. Stitham on the dribble, and Stitham then is fouled. 2:58 to go here before halftime. 19-13. Kearney now showing a little bit of signs of life. They had only 3 points at the end of one quarter of play, and now they finally got things going a little bit more offensively here. Right wing with it is Mock. Mock looks on the inside to Weimers. They'll work it back around the perimeter for Sickler. Sickler gives it left side. Here's a three by Stitham. Bounces around and no good, and we got a foul on the rebound. And Peyton Cutterback has just committed the foul. That is her first. Five as a team on the Bearcats. Here in about 2 minutes and 46 seconds, we'll be talking with Kearney High head boys basketball coach Scott Steinbrook. It is all set up for the Silverhawks and Bearcats on the boys' game. On the baseline, here's Wilkinson. Wilkinson is shown up nicely by Mock. Kicks it to the elbow. Penetration here by Keeney, and it's stolen away. Weimers makes the steal, and then a carry, so she turns it over. She was closely guarded by Abby Meter, and she was trying to make a move to get around Meter, and she carried the basketball. So 2:25 to go now, and Southwest got the ball again. A 1-3-1 zone here for Kearney High, and they get it off your left wing for Meter. Between the circles, Miller. Right side, Works. Works working against a little bit of pressure there put on by Mock. They give it to Wilkinson on the baseline. Wilkinson still can dribble if she wants to. She'll kick it top of the circle, and they're going to reset the offense. They hand it off here to Bailey Miller, and Miller is going to dribble to the right side. Nobody to pass to there, and it's nearly stolen away. It's knocked in the backcourt by Claire Sickler, but seeing that it was going to be stolen was Abby Meter, and Meter was able to track the ball down after it was knocked away by Sickler, and now Sickler does come away with the steal. So Sickler's got it, dribbles through traffic, kicks it left side. Weimer's nice ball fake on the baseline, kicks it back out. Here's Sickler for a long three, no good, and rebounded by Wilkinson. Wilkinson gets it ahead to Southwest. They're on the run, works as it, drives to the lane, and it's a charge. Camping down underneath was Claire Sickler, and clearly that was a charge. Nice defensive play there by Sickler. So a player control foul will be a turnover on Southwest. Their 11th of the first half, and Lauren Works, that's her first personal foul. The end of one quarter play, Loomis leads Pleasanton in girls basketball 15-3. That game is on our sister station on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Don't forget, tomorrow we'll have all eight games on the Heartland Hoops Classic beginning at 8:30 tomorrow morning. I'll be drinking a lot of caffeinated beverages on the way to Grand Island tomorrow morning. Stiffen with the dribble. A little breakfast and basketball. He's picked up by Wilkinson. A little size difference there, and they'll kick it off right side here for Weimers. Weimers top of the circle for cutback. Inside of a minute to go here before halftime. And Sickler's got it. Throws it in the lane. Extra pass over to Weimers. Good. That was a pretty play. Kelsey Weimers benefits from a nice little touch pass by Claire Sickler while they were both in the lane, and Sickler set Weimers up beautifully on that play. Entry pass is off the hands of Wilkinson, but last touch by Kearney High. And so it's 19-15. Remember, Kearney trailed by as many as 10. They're down by 4 at the moment with just a little bit less than 40 seconds to go before the break. Inbounded by Abby Meter. Meter's going to toss it in here for Keeney. And they enter it inside, and it's going to be a hold, and Coach Boyd disagrees. And you don't see him get that animated about a call very often. So that's going to be 6 fouls, the first personal foul on Kelsey Stiffen, and they thought that Stiffen had created the turnover. So Southwest is going to inbound it again. They get it in the lane here for Dodd. Dodd's going to toss it out for work. She's going to fire a long three, and she hits the three. She was about 4 or 5 feet behind the arc. So she answers back here, and now push that lead back out to 7. Slowly across the timeline is Sickler, and Sickler with 18 seconds left gives left wing here for Weimers. Weimers watches everybody cycle through, gives it in for cutback. She'll just hand it back off here for Weimers. 10 seconds left. Bounce pass left side for Weimers now. She's got it on the right side. She'll hit the three. Kelsey Weimers strokes in the three. The inbounds, 2 seconds left. Stiffen with a little pressure. The flip from half court. The Bearcats have some momentum here, but they trail that intermission. It's 22-18. Lincoln Southwest with the lead. But Kearney High doing a great job of building a little bit of momentum. They're down by only 4 after trailing by 10 most of the first half. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk boys basketball with Scott Steinbrook. We'll do that right after this timeout.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle.
And this does not bode well when we take a look at the halftime entertainment here. We'll explain it here in a second. You're listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. The dance team being joined by the Rowdies here at halftime of the girls' game. And Scott Steinbrook, you can critique our performances here for the girls' team, what we can have in the boys' team, and also some of the rowdies out there as well. Let's start with the outfits.
I'm a little distracted by Jackson Gannon right now and what he's wearing. I think that violates school dress code.
If it doesn't, it should. We need to work on the dress code if that's okay to walk down the hallways with. Good to see you. How is everything going right now? 11-9, you know, and probably obviously you want to win a little bit more games, but I think overall I have to be pretty pleased with how your team's playing.
Yeah, definitely. You know, it's hard to believe that we're talking about districts and postseason and those things coming up for the girls and the boys in Class A here in the next couple weeks. But we have four games left in our regular season. We have this weekend and we have next weekend, and then it's on to the postseason already. So, you know, 11-9, like you said, you know, we just all year long we have really been stressing improvement and what can we do to get better day by day in practice and week by week in games. And this is another great opportunity for us. This is a top 10 team. This is the only team outside of the Metro Conference that's been in the rankings all year and is still right now, Lincoln Southwest. So they've won 8 out of their 9 last games. They're playing well. But we feel like we match up reasonably well with them. You know, some of the things we like to do, you know, pushing the ball in transition or some things that they like to do. You know, they got a couple good shooters. We got a couple good shooters. So, you know, we match up all right with both teams we play this weekend. You know, on our home court, senior night, hopefully we got a little extra something that we'll be able to be competitive and maybe get a win.
Well, when I take a look at this game, I mean, it reminds me a lot of last year's game when you played at Southwest. Roles were reversed a little bit in terms of where it was played, and it was senior night, if I remember correctly, for Southwest a year ago. And again, it was a pretty even matchup, and that turned out to be one whale of a ball game.
Yeah, you know, over the last few years, sorry, again, I'm very distracted right now by this dance performance going on now. If only there was a video feed right now that you could somehow set up for the, you know, for our for
we have FCC and good taste regulations. I'm not so sure that we can do it.
Going back to your question, though, about, you know, last year's game, yeah, it was a real good game. You know, they beat us by 3 at their place. We had a shot at the end to possibly tie it. Our kids always get up to play, you know, a team like Southwest. We've had some success on our home court against them, and they've had a lot of success on their home court against us. Hopefully that trend continues, but either way, it should be a good game tonight.
Well, and for the folks listening at home, I would just point out to them that I think they're doing the same routine halftime of your game as well. So, you know, if they want, that way we don't have to bother to describe it. See, so that way we can sell some tickets up here as well. All year, kind of size has been a little bit of a problem for you guys. It's there's just some teams out there that just have tremendous amount of more size than you. We're going to run into that a little bit more tonight.
Yeah, you're exactly right. That's not going to change tonight. They're big man in the middle. Gunnar Peterson is a solid 6'6 and 6'7. And then they have their other post player, Tyler Hoppus, is 6'5. But he's a real thick, wide 6'5. And even their guards, you know, are 6'2", 6'3-ish. You know, so we're going to play, you know, our big lineup, as we joke, and when we play Ryan Cervantes and Brady Johnson at the same time. You know, when we play smaller teams, usually we bring Brady Johnson off the bench. But tonight, you know, he's a 6'2 sophomore. He started probably, you know, 5 or 6 games for us this year. We're going to have him out there just to try to match up physically with the Hoppus kid. And then Cervantes will have a real tough matchup on Peterson. You know, he averages 13 points and 13 rebounds. He's the leading rebounder in Class A. And when you look at some of the size and some of the athletes in the Metro Conference right now, for this kid from Southwest to average 13 and a half boards, that is really impressive. And he's a workhorse on the glass. And you know, when Ryan Cervantes and Brady and the rest of our guys collectively, we're going to have to make sure that we keep him off the glass and you know, try our best to win the battle of the boards.
And you've talked about that all year. That's always been something you emphasize is rebounding. And again, you look at their size advantage. What are you going to – I mean, there's the ball's in the air. A kid that's 6'5 is probably – you're going to be fairly likely to get to it. If not, the other 6'6 kid is.
Well, we talk a lot about, honestly, with our post players – you know, our 3s, 4s, and 5s, you know, just really checking out, you know, whether it's face guarding or shoving them into the bleachers, whatever they have to do, you know, just kind of giving themselves up, you know, almost like a defensive lineman would in football, kind of tying up those O-linemen and then the middle linebacker makes the tackle. We talk about our point guard and our two guards, they got to get rebounds. And they do. Ben Clark, Damian Austin, Peyton Pocock, Dakota Schreiner. Those guys each grab 3 or 4 rebounds a game because our post players, they just kind of hold them. They just do whatever they can to keep them from going to the rim, and then a lot of times there's those loose ball rebounds where our guards have to come in and clean up. So a guy like Damian Austin, a guy like Ben Clark, even though they're small, they need to be able to get some rebounds. And then once we do get the rebounds, then we got to get our transition game cranked up.
And again, that's one advantage. If they have that ball, you don't have to wait for the outlet. You know, whenever Damian Austin has the ball, he can work his way down the court very quickly.
Absolutely. You know, and Damian has a great matchup tonight. You know, the Southwest point guard, Easton Edmond, you know, him and Damian played together this summer on the Bison Red Select team. The Edmond kid is a 3-year starter. This is Damian's second year as a starter. Very similar players. Very, very quick. Very explosive. You know, both teams will really try to push the tempo. So, in terms of fans looking for a pretty fun matchup to watch, you know, those two point guards are going to go head-to-head tonight. They're two of the better point guards in the state of Nebraska right now.
And we certainly don't want to say anything that ends up on somebody's bulletin board somewhere, but you play 13-7. Granted, they're rated in the top 10. They're number 8 in the state. But then you play 11-8, North Star, 2-16, Grand Island, 4-15, Kearney High. Very legitimate chance that you could win the next four games that you play.
Yeah, you know, we truly tell our kids they can't get caught looking ahead. As coaches, sometimes we look ahead in terms of scouting, you know, but our kids know that in Class A right now, it doesn't matter. You know, all we have to do is look back at our Columbus game. You know, Columbus beat Lincoln North Star. You know, Columbus only has a couple wins, you know, and then they played us pretty tough. You know, Grand Island, we go to their place next week, I guarantee you they play us tough. I guarantee it's a close game. You know, the crowd will be into it. It'll go into the fourth quarter. And Lincoln High, you know, always presents some matchup problems with their athleticism. But, you know, we got to take it one game at a time because, you know, every game that we win will help us when it comes down to postseason seeding. Every game that we lose is going to hurt us when it comes to postseason seeding. So we got to make sure that we do whatever we can to, you know, to keep playing well, keep playing together. And like you said, it's not unrealistic that we could get all four. But on the flip side of that, if we don't play well these next four, same thing that could happen that happened last year, and that's we finished the year on an 0-4 skid, and we kind of backed into the postseason. But our kids are confident, we're healthy, they're playing well. You know, I think they'll give Southwest a great effort tonight.
And it starts tonight. Thanks, Coach.
You betcha. Thanks, Randy.
Scott Steinberg, head boys basketball coach here at Kearney High. Well, once again, at halftime of the girls' game, 22-18, Southwest with the lead. We'll take a look at the halftime numbers right after this.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Clicks. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's and Kearney now delivers.
And welcome back here. You're listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure. Serving Buffalo County for business or residential service, Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. It is senior night here at Kearney High, so all the senior activities will be taking place between the games. And here we are at halftime, and let's give you the numbers. We'll begin, first of all, for Lincoln Southwest. Leading the way for them is Lauren Work. She's hit a couple of three-pointers. She has 8 points here during intermission. Marissa Wilkinson has 4 points and 3 rebounds. 3 points for Jordan Keeney off the bench. McKenna Dodd hit a three-pointer for 3 points. Brooke Knapp also has stroked in a three. She has 3. And Brooke Kelly, 1 out of 2 from the free throw line for her lone point. For Kearney High, Kelsey Weimer's leading the way with 12 of their 18 points here in the first half. She's got 12. Gretchen Mock stroked in a 3 for her 3 points. Kelsey Stiffham with 2. And Skylar Snyder, 1 out of 2 from the free throw line for that lone point. Kearney High was down 13-10 at the end of one quarter, and they now trail here at intermission 22-18. Lincoln Southwest will have possession of the basketball to start the second half, and they're going to go with their starters out there. It's Miller, Knapp, Dodd, Works, and Wilkinson, and they get the basketball into the hands of Knapp. They kick it off now in the corner for Miller. She's going to fire a 3. It is no good, but rebounded by Wilkinson. Wilkinson's shot won't fall. Offensive rebound bucket good by Lauren Works. Aptly named because she really went to work on the glass there. Pulled down the rebound and went strong with it up and pushed that lead right back out to 6. Kearney has trailed throughout the game. They trailed 3-0, then 5-0, and they trailed by 10 early on, and they've been trying to will the way back ever since. They enter it in, now driving to Snyder, and she scores. They entered inside to Gretchen Mock, and Mock gave it right back out to Snyder, and she had a little seam to drive through, and she laid it up and in. So here's on the right side, McKenna Dodd. Both teams scored on their first possession of the second half. Wilkinson will kick it off on the left side for Knapp. And now Wilkinson's going to get it back on the right side. She's a post player and well out of her comfort range. And the pass through the lane is going to be turned over. a bad bounce pass right at the shoe tops of Lauren Works, and that'll be turnover number 12 on Lincoln Southwest. Kearney unofficially with 8 so far here in the ballgame. Southwest has turned the ball over more than what Kearney High has, but Southwest has probably shot a little bit better than the Bearcats. Mock will give it between the circles for Stiffen. They enter inside for Snyder. Back around the perimeter we go. Stiffen's got it. She'll enter it inside for Mock. Mock, nice little ball fake. Kicks it back out. Now Weimers has it. She's going to penetrate. Kick it out from the left side. Here's the jumper by Snyder. A little bit strong. And rebounded by Peyton Cunnaback. Cunnaback snags the bound. Will dribble out with it for Knapp. And Kearney back in business here. Bearcats going with their starters. Mock, Weimers, Stiffen, Snyder, and Cunnaback to start the second half. Stiffen has it right now. She'll give it off right side for Snyder. Skip pass. There's Weimers. Open for the three. A little bit strong on the shot. And it's rebounded by Brooke Knapp. And Knapp's going to kick it up ahead here for Miller. And Miller's going to reset the offense. Right wing. Here's Dodd. Into the corner. A three-pointer. No good for Works. Fighting for the rebound over there is going to be Snyder. She couldn't come up with it, but it was knocked out of her hands by Southwest. That's why she couldn't come up with it. It will be Kearney High basketball. So Weimers will bring it in the offensive zone, direct traffic a little bit. Kearney has never had a lead in a ball game. And they won't have one after this possession unless something really funky happens because they're down by 4. They enter it in, work it back around the perimeter. Here's Mock. Mock thought about the 3, but she'll give it to Stiffen. Now she'll step into a 3 as she gets it back and she strokes it in. Gretchen Mock was just getting it measured. And she makes it a one-point ball game. This is the closest Kearney High's been since the game has begun. Here's Dodd. Dodd gets it to Works. Pass on the baseline. Driving here is Dodd. Back the iron, no good. Offensive rebound, but then the foul. Marissa Wilkinson pulled down the rebound, but then when she put the shot back up, she was fouled by Skylar Snyder. That is her second. First trip to the line here for Marissa Wilkinson. Just as the third trip to the line in the game here for Lincoln Southwest. They missed the first one. Wilkinson has one more free throw coming up here. It is on the way, and it is no good. So she misses both, and it's rebounded by Weimers. She'll get it off on the left side here for Mock. Mock skips it off on the right side here for Stiffen. Cats down 24-23. Lincoln started the game by scoring the first bucket, a three-pointer. Kearney has trailed from that point on by as many as 10. Pass right side for Stiffen. Between the circles here for Weimers. Weimers well behind the three-point arc. She'll give it off. Left side here for Mock. Mock one bounce, and that's all she gets out of her dribble. Gets it in the lane for Weimers. Weimers puts it on the baseline. Now we're going to work it back around the perimeter here to Mock. As Southwest is going man-to-man at the moment. Pass down low for Weimers. Weimers working against a little pressure there by Knapp. Drives the baseline, takes it off glass, no good. Fighting for the rebound. Can't come up with it, but it's off the hands of Marissa Wilkinson. Nice work there by Kelsey Weimers to maintain the possession here. Jordan Keeney and Abby Meter checking in here for Southwest. And tossing in on the baseline is going to be Stiffen. Stiffen gets it in for Cunnaback. Cunnaback shot in the lane. Marissa Wilkinson blocked it, but there's a foul. No, they're going to call it a held ball. That's a held ball. When they blew the whistle, I thought they were calling a foul. And so did Liz Brendan. She came up off the bench, and then when they indicated it was a jump ball, she sat right back down. I think that was a clean block myself. Inbounding it here is Weimers. She'll lob it in here for Snyder. And Snyder will get it back out for Stiffen. Stiffen between the circles here. Dribbles behind her back. 5-second count going on. Has to hand it off here to Weimers. Weimers has to do something now. Drives it on the baseline. Still has her dribble. Double teamed. Bounce pass back out for Mock. She's going to fire a 3. Draws iron. No good. Rebound. Last touch by Kearney High. Snyder couldn't get her hands on it. She was just trying to tip it to another Bearcat and couldn't quite get it there. And so it will be Lincoln Southwest basketball. Southwest with a 24-23 lead. 3:35 to go here in the third quarter. Don takes it down to the baseline, picked up defensively, and the bounce pass is stolen away. With the steal is going to be Stitham. Stitham comes up with it, and she'll bring across the timeline. Kicks left side for Mock. Mock right side for Stitham. Stitham gives it back out here for Kelsey Weimers. Bearcats looking for their first lead of the ball game. Mock's got it. Gives it between the circles here for Snyder. Snyder penetrates, dumps it out. Stepping into a three is Stitham, and she hits it. Kelsey Stitham drains the three-pointer, and the Bearcats have their first lead of the ball game, 26-24. And the crowd gets a little bit more rambunctious. Breathes a little bit of life into the barn here. Jordan Keeney has the dribble. Pass left side for Works, almost stolen away, but Works keeps the possession going, still has her dribble, and we're going to have a reach whistled on Kelsey Stitham. Works and Stitham having a nice little battle there. Works got the best of it because Kelsey Stitham reached in there and committed her second personal foul. That's a second team foul on the Bearcats here in the second half. 2:40 to go, third quarter. Right wing with it is Works. She's going to step into a long three, no good, and rebounded by Kearney High. Cuttermack snags the rebound, gets it ahead to Sickler, who checked in a moment ago. They give it off your left side for Cuttermack. Cuttermack finds a little room to drive. Takes it off glass. Shot's no good. Rebound tipped out. Southwest comes up with it, though. On the dribble here is Works. So Works comes up with the rebound, her fifth of the game. She's got top of the circle. She's going to kick now left side for Meter. Meter on the bounce. Gets it off here left side for Works. Works on the baseline, working against Gretchen Mock. Entry pass now down low for Meter, and Meter on the baseline will score. 26 all, 2 minutes to go here in quarter number three. Bearcats, moment ago, had their first lead of the ball game. And now we'll get it off on the right side for Cuttaback. Cuttaback can't shoot at the top of the taller Wilkinson. Nearly thrown away, but nice hustle there by Kelsey Weimers to track down the basketball. Weimers directing traffic. And she'll get off on the right side. And a five-second call or a reach. No, a moving screen. They're going to call a moving screen on Peyton Cuttaback. So Kearney High commits the foul. That'll work the same as the turnover. And with a minute 34 to go here, third quarter, Lincoln Southwest with a chance to take the lead back. Southwest rated number 6 in the state. They are 17-3. Between the circles, they get it for Keeney. Keeney looking for a backdoor cut and diagnosing it as Kelsey Weimers. She steps up and makes the steal. Weimers brings it across the timeline, kicks now right side for Stitham, enters it inside. In there is Ray. Ray kicks it out. Back out from Mock. Mock for three, and she hits the three. Her second three-pointer of the quarter, her third of the game, and Kearney High with their largest lead at three, 29-26. Left side, Meter, going to drive, take off glass, no good, and a foul is going to be whistled on Abby Ray. That'll be her third. So Mock has 9 points in the game so far. Kelsey Weimers has 12. And now we've got a timeout for Lincoln Southwest. 56.5 to go. Bearcats lead at 29-26 over the sixth-ranked Silverhawks. We're back right after this.
Can't seem to find the right school car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979, 8th and Central, Kearney.
And welcome back here to Kearney High. That timeout by Lincoln Southwest just a moment ago. This timeout brought to you by Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza. Take time out for Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza, available right now at West 39th Street and also at the concession stand right here at Kearney High. To the line to shoot a couple of free throws is going to be Abby Meter. Meter with 2 points in the game. And that remains true because that free throw was off the mark. Still remains 29-26. Second free throw by Meter is on the way, and that one's good. That allows them to put the press on a little bit. Sickler, pass up ahead here for Weimers. Weimers across the timeline, nice hesitation move, bounce pass down low, and it's going to be off the foot of a hustling Abby Meter. Just an eyelash away from a nice bounce pass that would have set up Abby Ray for a layup, but stepping in there was Meter. to kick it out of bounds. Here's Sickler. Sickler gets it in for Weimers. Weimers shot high up glass. Good. Kelsey Weimers now with 14 in the game. Her first points of the second half gives Kearney High a four-point lead. 31-27. Kick left side. Here's Miller for three. Back the iron. No good. Offensive rebound. The shot here by Meter. No good. And coming up a loose ball, Wilkinson. Wilkinson kicks out. Shot won't fall. Miller pulls down the rebound. And then stolen away by Mock. Mock comes away with it. And then she has a stolen away. Bounce pass to Wilkinson. Extra pass down low here for Keeney. Keeney shot no good. Then we got a foul off of that loose ball and the shot going up and in. Abby Ray is going to be whistled for her fourth personal foul. And I'll tell you what, those two girls, two teams, were really going after each other. So the bucket's good here for Jordan Keeney. And so now she'll try to finish off a three-point play. And again, four fouls now on Ray. The free throw rolls around, no good. And rebounded by Cutterback. Cutterback snags the bound, and she'll get it off here for Kelsey Weimers. 10 seconds left. Weimers on the dribble, still in the backcourt. Pass to throw it up ahead to Cutterback. Cutterback, 5 seconds left. Gives it off here left side for Weimers. Weimers for three, and she hits it! And the buzzer sounds! Kelsey Weimers, 5 points late in the third quarter, gives Kearney High a five-point lead. 34-29, we'll head to the fourth quarter right after this.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
NewTek Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Welcome back here to Kearney High School Bearcats with a 34-29 lead here as we start the fourth quarter. Southwest will have possession of the basketball first. By the way, Loomis leading Pleasanton in girls basketball 36-8. That game is on our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Dodd is going to step into a three just off the inbounds play from a long range, and Gretchen Mock can't quite come down with the rebound. Fighting with her for that basketball was Lauren Works, and Mock was the last to touch it. So Southwest will inbound after the miss. And Miller now will throw it between the circles here for Dodd. Kearney going to that 2-3 zone. Skip pass left side for Miller. Miller gets it at the elbow here for Wilkinson. Kicks right back out. Here's Works for three. Off no good. And fighting for the rebound is Mock. She gets the rebound. And Southwest is whistled for the foul. Sickler's out there. So's Mock. And cutback for Kearney High. Stitham and Weimers. Those are the five Bearcats out there right now. The foul was whistled on McKenna Dodd. That's just her first, team's first, of the second half. Sickler facing a double team, has it in the corner, trying to throw it off of a Silverhawks foot and out of bounds, and is able to do so. Lauren Works tried to move a foot out of the way and couldn't quite get it done. So Kearney High will inbound it again. They toss it in here for Sickler. Sickler steps through a double team. Got four on three numbers. Pass down low, but the shot is blocked. Stitham had to block. The ball's on the ground. There's a scrum for it, and the possession arrow is pointing to Kearney High. And right now, Lincoln Southwest, who has struggled offensively, trying to get things going by going full court pressure defense on Kearney High. Right now, the Bearcats are underneath their own basket. The inbound it is going to be Sickler. And Sickler, 5 second counts going on, is able to get it inside. Shots off the glass. Good for Peyton Cutterback. They lost track of Peyton Cutterback after about 4 seconds of the inbounds play. And she lays it up and in. This is the largest lead for Kearney High. They lead it 36-29. Dodd on the baseline, working against Weimers. A little lob. No good. Rebound by Cutterback. Cutterback up ahead here for Weimers. Weimers trying to dribble away from a double team and is able to do so. Gives it to Sickler, kicks left side. Here's a three by Mock. In and out, no good. And rebound taken out of there by Works. Works is on the run here for the Silverhawks. She dribbles to the left side, kicks it out. Here's a trail three by Miller. Nope, she doesn't shoot it. She'll bounce it for Works instead. Now on the baseline, there's Marissa Wilkinson. Cool, calm, and collected, and she hits a six-foot jumper on the baseline. And Sickler in trouble, so timeout, Jason Boyd. Bearcats call timeout with 6:33 to go in the ball game. Timeout for Kearney High. We'll take it with them. They lead it by 5, 36-31. We're back after this.
Mobile Bank All is here exclusively from Five Points Bank. It's the ultimate on-demand mobile banking service. You'll find three secure ways to access your banking information from your cell phone with internet access. Mobile Bank All from Five Points Bank gives you powerful features securely delivered through the account menu. Mobile Bank All allows you to view your account balances, pending activity, transfer money, pay bills, and view alerts. Enroll today. Mobile Bank All is a free service for internet banking customers at the better bank, Five Points Bank.
Bearcats call the timeout. This timeout brought to you by Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza. Take timeout for Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza. Available right now on West 39th Street in Kearney. And, of course, right here at the concession stands at Kearney High. So, again, Southwest is going full court pressure here on the far sideline to inbound it. Is going to be cut back. And she's able to get it in for Sickler. Sickler working against the double team. Ran out of room. She ended up dribbling out of bounds. Lauren Works and Brooke Knapp combined to force that turnover. So the Southwest pressure works here as it forces the turnover, and Knapp will get the inbounds. They get off right side for Dodd. Dodd on the right side, driving the baseline is Works, and Works is pushed by Gretchen Mock. So that is now six fouls on Kearney High. One have been whistled against Southwest. And Southwest is going to inbound. Miller on their baseline. Looking. Has to throw it between the circles here for Works. She'll kick it off left side and a walk with it. Yeah. Had trouble getting the engine started. McKenna Dodd took an extra step. And that's now 15 turnovers on Lincoln Southwest. But now Kearney High is going to have to face that full court pressure. They bounce it in for Weimers. Weimers dribbles through some pressure down that sideline. Takes it down the middle of the court. And she's being trailed there by Brooke Knapp. And she'll kick it back out here for Sickler. Sickler, nice little penetration, kicks right side. Here's Mock, another good-looking three. That one's well short, though, and rebounded by Works. Works on the dribble, kicks left side here for Dodd. Dodd finds the trail shooter. That's Knapp, but she'll get it in the lane for Wilkinson. Wilkinson kicks it around. Good ball movement, sets up Dodd for three. No good, and rebounded by Gretchen Mock. And then Mock's going to be fouled. That's just going to be the second foul on Southwest. So Southwest can be very aggressive here, going for those steals, and if they don't get him, they commit the foul, no big whoop. They've got several fouls to give here before they're going to send Kearney High to the free throw line, and if you're down by five, but at that point, you might need to send them to the free throw line. So Cunningham's going to inbound after the second personal foul on Miller. With it is Sickler. She'll bring it across the timeline all the way down to the baseline now, and she's pushed. I don't know how they don't see that, and now they're going to call a foul. They may not have got the first one, but they got a foul in there. And that's going to go on Lauren Works. That'll be her second. Well, that was not a good foul for Southwest. When they foul committing, trying to make a steal, that's one thing. But that was just good basketball, good playing keep away there for Kearney High. They inbound it to Weimers, and Weimers is just going to give it between the circles here for Stitham. Stitham, without any pressure on her, just has the ball on her hip. They're up by five with 5.5 to go, and they'll kick it off right side here for Sickler. Top of the circle, cut it back has it stolen away. Keeney makes a steal. Keeney drives in, and there's going to be a blocking foul whistled on Kearney High. And I think Peyton Cunningham, she might be winded a little bit. I don't think she's really hurt. She comes up, but after that steal, Jordan Keeney's going to go line, and she's going to have two free throws. She's 1-for-3 from the free throw line so far in the game. And her free throw here is a little strong. Score remains 36-31. Kearney High with a 5-point lead. 5:21 to go here. And the second free throw is up and good. You run the baseline if you need to. They get it in for Sickler. Sickler dribbles through some traffic. Brings it across the timeline. Kicks up ahead here to Weimers. Weimers drives the baseline. Takes a left glass. It hangs on the rim and won't fall. Coming out with it is going to be Miller. Miller up ahead here for Works. And in the transition, Works fires the three. It's no good. She gets her own rebound. Southwest still has possession. They're kicking out the meter around the perimeter. Now a little penetration here by Works. She'll give it off on the right side for Keeney. Left wing. Here's the three by Miller. That one's short. Rebounded again by Works. And she'll dribble out with it. Now she'll drive the lane. Kick left side again. Miller with the basketball. She opts not to shoot it. Gets it off to a teammate. Now right back out to Miller. And now resetting the offense here is going to be Jordan Keeney. 4:35 to go. Left wing, Works has it. Dribbling out there is Meter. They're not looking inside very much. They're just passing around the perimeter. Miller's got it on the right side. Bearcats going 2-3 zone here. They get it to the elbow for Wilkinson. She's going to kick it out. Miller gets it back inside for Wilkinson. She'll shoot off last. Can't get the rebound. And now we got a foul on the rebound. I think that one might be on Wilkinson. In any event, it's going to be on Southwest. So Kearney High will have possession here. That's now four fouls as a team against Southwest. To inbound here is going to be Cunnaback. Cunnaback gives it off on the right side for Stiffham. Up ahead for Weimers. They've got numbers. Pass up ahead to Mock, and she'll take the layup up and in. Kearney High pushes the lead out to six. And with the dribble here is Works. Works in the lane. Had it tied up. It's a turnover and then a foul. Claire Sickler knocked the ball loose. And then trying to get the ball back, Southwest commits the foul. That is the third personal foul on Lauren Works. Now five as a team on Southwest. 4 minutes to go here in the ball game. Kearney High 38-32. They've got the lead against 17-3 Lincoln Southwest. On the dribble, right side, Stiffham. Stiffham in a double team, dribbles through it, gets a screen, takes it between the circles, gets it out for Mock. Back out between the circles here for Stiffham. Coaching staff for Southwest says you got to commit a foul, and that's exactly what they do. Coming up to make the foul is going to be Lauren Works. And Works now has committed her fourth personal foul. So it's interesting to me that Works is the one that did it, that committed the foul, because she has 10 points in the game. She's the only Silverhawk in double digits in scoring. Mock inbound it. She'll toss it in here for Sickler. One more foul, and she's done. With the dribble is Sickler. Sickler in a little bit of trouble. And we're going to have a reach whistled on Southwest. And now Kearney High is going to go to the free throw line. Claire Sickler will step to the line for the front end of a 1-and-1. So for the Bearcats, a chance to help themselves out from the free throw line if they can hit some shots. And the free throw is up and good for Claire Sickler. So Sickler hits the front end of the 1-and-1. That'll earn her the bonus. 39-32, Kearney High with the lead. Second free throw, good by Sickler. 8-point lead, the biggest of the game here for Kearney High. 3:35 to go with the dribble here is Works. She'll get it off on the left side. Works asking for it back on the baseline. She gets it well covered there by Mock. Now on the baseline, a little flip, no good, and then an offensive rebound and foul. Jordan Keeney, with just a wild shot, hit the bottom of the rim, got the ball back, but then she was fouled. So Keeney with a wild shot, but is going to be rewarded because of the foul committed by Kelsey Weimers. That's just her first personal foul. So the free throw rolls around and is no good. Boy, you can just kind of see that the pressure is on Lincoln Southwest, and Southwest calls a timeout. 3:26 to go, fourth quarter. A shocker in the makings. Kearney High leading Lincoln Southwest 40 to 32. There's their score. We'll take a quick break, and I'll get my tongue fixed. We'll be back right after this.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
And 3 on the season. Kearney High 11-9, but it's the Bearcats who have an 8-point lead with 3:26 to go. Keeney's at the free throw line, and it is good. So the free throw good here for Keeney. Makes it a 7-point Kearney High lead. Weimer's across the timeline. Facing some pressure here by Keeney. And we got a reach. And that'll be on Keeney. That'll be her third. And so the senior, Kelsey Weimers, will go to the free throw line. She's a 72% free throw shooter. And no stranger to being to the free throw line. This will be her 94th free throw attempt of the season. It is on the way, and it is good. Well, isn't that what you ask your senior players to do, hit free throws like that? 41-33, 3:16 to go. Again, the bend of the knees here for Weimers. The free throw from that right pocket. It bounces around, hangs on the rim, and no good. Coming out with a rebound there is Keeney. So here comes Southwest in the offensive zone, asking for the ball and getting in his works. Works will just flip it right back out here for Keeney. Keeney looking into that 2-3 zone. The ball knocked loose by Weimers, picked up by Southwest. Dump into the corner. There's Miller. She's shot off by Stitham. Kearney High doing a great job of scrambling back. Kick left side for Miller. That's a long three. It is strong and rebounded out of there by Meter. So Meter comes up with a rebound. They reset the offense. Dodd's going to drive. She has it stripped by Stitham. Kearney High's got a 4-on-2, and slowing it down is going to be Kelsey Weimers. Weimers, understanding that her team up by 8, wants to work a little bit of clock. They get it out for Stitham, and Stitham is fouled. So it's Stitham is going to go to the free throw line for the front end of a 1-and-1, and Kelsey Stitham, 66.7% free throw shooter on the season. 22 of 33 on the year. The foul by Miller is her third, 9 as a team on Southwest. So this is the final 1-and-1 for the Bearcats. And now Kelsey Stitham has earned the back end of that 1-and-1. She strokes it in to give Kearney High a 9-point lead, 42-33. Second free throw is up and no good. Rebound by Works, her 9th of the game. On the dribble, Works takes it all the way in, a little bit too strong, and rebounded by Cutterback. Cutterback snags the bound, in trouble, and it's going to be a held ball. It's going to be a held ball. The possession arrow is pointing to Lincoln Southwest. Southwest head coach Liz Brennan was trying to get a timeout called, but her team did not have possession of the ball when she called for it. It's a held ball, inbounded by Southwest, and they got a foul on the inbounds. They got it in for Keeney. Keeney drove in, and the foul is going to be on Lauren Works. That is her 5th personal foul. A little bit of a moving screen there. And they're going to say that's on the inbound, so it's not an offensive foul. So we're going to shoot free throws, and Lauren Works is fouled out of the ballgame with 2:20 to go. So she's got 10 points and no more. And now 2 free throws coming up for Kelsey Weimers. We said it before, a 72% free throw shooter coming in. Missed a free throw a little bit ago, but she makes this one. So she's now 2 out of 3 from the free throw line. It's not going to alter that 72% too much. And she can even improve her shooting percentage with a make here. Bearcats lead it by 10 right now, and the second free throw was good. 44-33. Bearcats by 11. 2:15 to go. Dodd on the dribble. Kicks it out. Penetration here by Keeney. Kick into the corner. Long three. No good. Great job boxing out by Mock. Mock gets the rebound. And with the dribble is going to be Claire Sickler, and it's going to be off the hands of Lincoln Southwest. And on the fly out of there was Peyton Cutterback. If Mock would have had just a nanosecond to get rid of the ball, she wouldn't have been able to set up an easy layup. On the dribble here is Weimers. Exactly who Kearney High wants to send to the free throw line, and she's going to be heading there because Southwest forced to commit the foul here. And getting bowled over and laying on her back right now is Bailey Miller. And I think they're saying that 12's got to come out of the game because they did stop the action for her. So she's going to have to come out of the game. Sage Hammond is going to come in. If you stop the action, even if the clock's turned off, if you stop the action, you have to take the player out. So here's Weimers. She's going to have 2 free throws, trying to add on to an 11-point lead, and the first free throw is no good. So 2:02 to go here in the ballgame. Possession now pointing to Kearney High. Any foul committed by Southwest will do as we're seeing right now. Two free throws for the Bearcats. Any foul committed by Southwest. I misspoke. And Weimer's second free throw is good. So a 12-point advantage for the Cats, who are well poised to pick up their 12th win of the year and pass along the baseline through the hands of Abby Meter and out of bounds. 17 turnovers for Lincoln Southwest, 11 for Kearney High. Here's Weimer's getting the inbounds, bringing it across the timeline. Has the dribble, kicks it off on the left side for Mock. Mock chins the basketball, and now we got a reach. They're going to give the foul to Brooke Knapp. I think they had options there on who they wanted to give the foul to. Halftime of the boys' game, we'll be talking with Kearney High head coach Jason Boyd, and I'm sure he'll be in a very good mood if we continue on this pace. Mock hits the free throw. She's got 12 points in the ball game. Bearcats have a 13-point lead. Second free throw is no good. Rebounded by Southwest. Sage Hammond snags the rebound. We'll get it off your left side for Dodd. Dodd's going to drive. Has the ball knocked loose in the hands of Knapp. It gives it right back inside for Dodd. And they'll work it back around the perimeter. Little penetration here by Meter. Meter gives it back out for Keeney. Keeney's going to drive. Layup, no good. Defensive rebound. And Kearney High's fouled immediately. Snagging the bound is Cunnaback. And Cunnaback will now be the one that goes to the line for a couple of free throws. Cunnaback on the year, 48.4% free throw shooter. But two coming up here for Cunnaback, and the free throw is good. Bearcats going to pick up a nice win here at home on senior night. That might set a nice little stage here for the boys basketball team as well. With the dribble is Dodd. She'll give it up on the right side. Driving the baseline is Meter. She's going to lay it off the glass. No good. And Mock pulls down the rebound. They've been ice cold here in the second half. They get it up for Weimer's, and then Weimer's is fouled. It's going to be on number 21, McKenna Dodd. That'll be her second. Now again, Weimer's will try to add on to a 15-point lead. And I don't think the plan for Southwest is to commit those fouls anymore. I wouldn't think so anyway. Because I think this one is a foregone conclusion. Bearcats now lead it 49-33. They lead by 16. They trail by as many as 10. And they trail by 10 most of the first half. Second free throw is good, so that's 50-33. And quickly up court, the shot by Knapp, no good. Rebounded by Kearney High. Foul by Southwest. I don't really understand why we're still committing fouls when you're down by 17 with 64 seconds to go. But the foul on Sage Hammond is going to send Peyton Cunnaback to the free throw line. And it bounces around and is no good. Loomis leading Pleasanton 56-11 at the end of three. That game is on our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9. Of course, the boys' game to follow. Cut it back, hits the second free throw. She's 3 out of 4 from the line. 5 points in the game. Keeney kicks it out for Dodd. Long three. I mean long. It's rebounded by Weimer's. Weimer's is fouled, and Weimer's will score some more points on the other end of the court. And checking in here for Kearney High, sure to get a nice round of applause, will be Abby Graham. She'll be coming in after this free throw. The free throw is up and good. Graham's going to come in. Senior Gretchen Mock to come out. She'll get a standing ovation here on senior night. And if Weimer's hits a free throw, I'm sure that she'll be coming out of the game as well. The free throw's up and good. Sub into the game is Carmen Moncrief. And Kelsey Weimer's gets a standing ovation. And rightly so. She's had an outstanding career here at Kearney High. 53-33, 20-point lead for the Bearcats. Driving here is Keeney, and she'll hit a little runner in the lane. Nice shot for her. And then the inbounds pass. Sickler's got it. Sickler playing keep away, and I can't believe they're still looking to foul, but coming up with the basketball here is Meter. Meter makes the steal, gets the ball back, and she's going to shoot it off glass. So now the inbounds on that far sideline. That's Stitham in the offensive zone. She'll kick it out here for Moncrief. Carmen Moncrief facing a little bit of pressure here by Meter. And timeout for Kearney High. 18.8 to go here in the ball game. A 30-second timeout for Kearney High. They lead it 53-37. We'll remind you that tomorrow the Bearcats will also be back in action, but they'll be in Lincoln taking on North Star tomorrow night, as the Lady Bearcats only have a handful of games left on their part of the schedule. We talked with Kearney High head boys coach Scott Steinbrook about their schedule. The Kearney High girls only have three games left here. I'm trying to find their schedule. They play Grand Island next week. They also play Lincoln High next week, as well as North Star tomorrow. And I'm trying to find the rest of their schedule, which I'll have for you here at the conclusion of this game. I just found it just as Kearney High inbounds the basketball. They get it in for Stitham. Stitham has the ball knocked loose. That's going to be over and back. No, the ball is loose. Stitham dives on it, comes up with it, and the outlet pass knocked away by Southwest. So they'll play at North Star tomorrow night. They play Grand Island here on Tuesday, as the Kearney High boys will be in Grand Island at the same time. And then they'll travel to Lincoln High on the 15th. Basketball going to be stolen away by Southwest at the buzzer. A long half-court shot. It's no good. And that is your final score. Bearcats now 12-9. This is probably their most impressive win of the 12. They win it 53-37 against 17-3 Lincoln Southwest. Well, Lincoln Southwest is now 17-4 as the Bearcats beat the number 6 team in the state. A final of 53-37. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the Misco Sports postgame report right after this timeout.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Welcome back here to Kearney High. You're listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Report. Get your game on now at Misco's, keeping our local schools geared up for every season. Misco's will be better equipped for all the games you play. A final of Kearney High 53 and Lincoln Southwest 37. The Bearcats, a very impressive 16-point win against the team that had 17 wins on the year. 17-3 Southwest, that was the record coming in. Bearcats had them their fourth loss of the year, 53-37. Kearney High now 12-9 on the season. Real quick, taking a look at the numbers here for Southwest. They were led by Jordan Keeney off the bench. She finished with 11 points. Lauren Works with 10. 6 points for Marissa Wilkinson. 3 points, Brooke Knapp. McKenna Dawn also with 3. 1 point for Madison Kelly. And 3 points for Abby Meter off the bench. For Kearney High, Kelsey Weimers had an outstanding night as her final home game here, or senior night here at Kearney High. I guess they will have, she has one more game on Tuesday, but they're celebrating senior night tonight. She does have one more home game, but her senior night effort of 25 points, outstanding effort tonight for Kelsey Weimers. Gretchen Mock, she hit some big three-pointers when Kearney made their run in that third quarter. She hit a couple of big threes. She finished with 12 points and 7 rebounds on the evening. Those are the two players in double figures for Kearney High. Again, Weimers 25, Gretchen Mock with an even dozen. After that, 6 points for Kelsey Stitham, 5 points for Peyton Cunnaback. Skylar Snyder finished with 3, and Claire Sickler off the bench with 2 points here for Kearney High. who improves the record now to 12-9 on the season. As we mentioned, Kearney High will be back in action tomorrow. They're traveling to Lincoln North Star tomorrow night. And then on the 14th, they'll be taking on Grand Island here. And Grand Island 4-15 on the season. Then they'll travel to Lincoln High. And Lincoln High is 5-13. They'll be taking them on the 15th. So the 14th and 15th of the month. So that's going to be on Thursday and Friday of next week, next Thursday, they'll be back in action here at Kearney High, and then wrap up the season traveling to Lincoln High next Friday. So they have a couple of trips to Lincoln, and then they'll host Grand Island on Thursday. And other than that, it's time then to start drawing for the brackets and figuring out what they're going to do in district play. But they certainly helped their cause here tonight with an impressive win over Lincoln Southwest, 53-37. And again, it is senior night, so we're celebrating the senior basketball players, both the boys and girls and the trainers, and with all the involvement that they have, and a nice opportunity for everybody to congratulate the young men and women that represent Kearney High here in high school basketball. Once again, 53-37, Kearney High with the win over Lincoln Southwest. They win it by 16, and congratulations to the Bearcats, as Kelsey Weimer is getting a nice round of applause here as she is the final senior that's going to be introduced, as they do both the boys and girls here tonight. And a nice round of applause to all those folks wrapping up their careers here in the very near future for Kearney High. Once again, 53-37, we're going to take a quick break, probably be gone about 15, maybe even 20 minutes or so, and we'll be back with coverage of the Kearney High Bearcats, also 11-9 in boys play. They'll be taking on Lincoln Southwest, also rated in the top 10, 8th ranked Lincoln Southwest. They are 13-7. And as you heard from Coach Steinbrook, a little bit of a size disadvantage, but what else is new for the Bearcats this season? We'll see if they can pull off the mild upset here at home. Congratulations to the girls with their 53-37 win over Southwest. We'll be back with coverage of boys basketball right here on ESPN.
The proceeding has been a KXPN Sports production, brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club. To download this podcast or any of the podcasts on our Platte River Radio network of stations, go to ESPNSuperstation.com.